Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the Evening News. The first letter said it snowed last week and Glyn Linder of Frettenham bemoans the nanny state, which sees the closure of schools because of the conditions. And he says, whenever there is the first hint of a snowflake, the Health and Safety Brigade kicks into action, closing schools for the flimsiest of reasons these days. While the older generation, harking back to the 60s and 70s, when school children walked to school in several inches of snow, never gave it a second thought, it simply illustrates how the current level of nannying has reached ludicrous proportions. These schools are shut as conditions are considered dangerous for the pupils, but throughout the closures, these same children can be seen hurtling down steep hills on rickety wooden sledges. What an utter farce.
Marcus Moore of Sprowston tells us to use or lose our bus services, as he tells us many services are at risk. Norfolk County Council is to make £500,000 worth of cuts to the amount it gives bus operators and community transport providers as it struggles with ways to fill a £125 million spending gap. This means that money is to be withdrawn. I am urging the public to support this by using public transport. A lot of isolated older people tend to rely on public transport to attend various clubs, activities, etc. Loneliness is one of the biggest killers. This will be just a catastrophe if these services are lost. However, one thing I would like to point out is that the park and ride buses run empty like clockwork during off-peak times. Now, perhaps the council could rethink this through and perhaps make cuts to its park and ride services as an alternative.
You may have noticed in our recent news items the number of residential tower block developments being proposed in the city. Shan Barclay of Norwich queries the need for these, as he says, I have no objection whatsoever to the naming of our Labour Council's latest endeavour, the authorisation of another attempt to reach for the sky, in the form of a 13-storey tower in All Saints Green, after Pablo Fank, a Norwich-born man who earned a good name for himself and our city. What is rather at question is if he's really the best answer to our housing crisis, let alone a 25-storey effort designed apparently to kickstart Anglia Square's ailing economy, which has suffered greatly from many years of neglect. With the Grenfell Tower disaster still under close investigation and the need for complete inquiries and safety checks on all tower blocks across the entire country, this hardly seems to be the moment to endorse either and appears reckless and cavalier in the extreme. The aesthetics and economics of the projects are also very questionable. There is urgent need for an accommodation and also Anglia Square needs assistance, but neither of these is the solution.
Gary Morton of Norwich picks up on the news that our rivers are so polluted and asks for an explanation. 20 years on from its creation, the Environment Agency has not fulfilled its promise to be guardians of the environment. They have failed us. The report that the River Waveney on the Suffolk-Norfolk border is the most polluted in the country is shocking news for the general public. Is this a breach of their statutory duty? Norfolk MP Liz Truss was in the driving seat at the EA. Why did she not alert us to these dangers? Damage to wildlife has been confirmed by experts. What concerns me is, has this toxic runoff seeped into the water table and contaminated drinking water that Anglia Water extracts? Simple preventative measures can be taken to create barriers to stop the runoff. Why was this not undertaken? Those concerned have a duty to give us an explanation.
Our last letter today comes from Mervyn Lambert of Bressingham, who comments on an earlier letter suggesting that Delia Smith should stand aside from the football club to make way for a big spending backer. He writes, I read with interest D.B. Coleman's letter, for he advises Delia Smith to cash in her shares to give NCFC a chance at the big time. However, he fails to identify the potential buyer of her shares, the very person that will then by spending loads more of his or her cash, transform the club's finances and prospects. For although I sit in the director's box, I have not identified a fellow supporter with that sort of cash. But perhaps that person is currently standing in the Barclay end, just waiting to be asked. Or perhaps such a benefactor will be coming down Delia's chimney on December the 25th, and I suggest that she and Michael put a big stocking out on Christmas Eve, just in case.